story told. Baby, now I got the flow, 'cause I knew it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had it all my day, and show you that I'd win. Your lies of mine, all those times I said that I love you. Your lies of mine, yes I try, yes I try. Your lies of mine, even though you know I die for you. Your lies of mine, yes I cry, yes I cry. Return of the man, yeah. Return of the man, come on. Return of the man, oh my God. You know that I'll be back.
Oh, yes. The theme of Fridays. Return of the Mac, Mark Morrison. It doesn't get any better. When you're talking about I need a song to blast in the car while I'm driving home from work, Return of the Mac. Gets you in the mood for the weekend. All right. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. 1 hour to go. I know many of you are happy about that. Just programming note, Sunday, Hardline, myself, Brenda Alacy, we will have Mickey Kearns on in the first hour, and then in the second hour, Kevin Hardwick will join us for a full hour, and yes, I will be asking him the question I just asked you last hour about the split of the Democrat Party. So be tuned into that. Sunday, 10 a.m. Obviously, if you miss it, it's on demand, as is yesterday's coronavirus special. All 3 hours of that on demand. If you missed it, definitely tune in. Three great hours of information that you will definitely want to know. So that is on demand, as well as David Bellavia, Duty First, his podcast on demand at WBEN.com and on the radio.com app. So a lot of good content online if you are looking for it. Again, that's Duty First with David Bellavia, WBEN.com and on the radio.com app. Some great, great programming. Now this hour, as I always say, let's have a little fun to finish the week. And I have three questions for you. So I think I have a little bit of fun for everybody. All right. It is the Lent season. Now, we were going to do this last week, but we had breaking news. We're going to do it this week. It's Lent season. And what is there's a lot of things Lent is about. But what do we all think when we think Lent season? We think fish fries here in Buffalo. So, in your opinion, where's the best fish fry? And that's a very tough question because there's a lot of good fish fries in Buffalo. Sometimes too many to hit in one season. But where is the best fish fry for all of those going out today looking for a delicious Friday night fish fry? Where are you sending them? Number two, Lent season. What did you give up this year? What did you give up for Lent? What's the biggest thing you've had to give up in the past for Lent? What is one of the things you're most accomplished Lent giving up thing in the past? Or was there one time you said you were going to give something up and you just didn't make it? 803-0930. And number three, what is, and we've done this before, but I want to bring it back. What is something other than chicken wings that you can get in Buffalo and can't get anywhere else? That it's so good in Buffalo, you get it somewhere else, it just doesn't add up. 803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 3930. And the text board is to participate in the topic, not cut down everything I say. So having a little fun on Friday morning, I see. 803-0930. For me, I want to start with fish fry, because I am a huge fan of the Friday fish fry, even when we're out of the season. You know, I'll go for a good fish fry in June. I think that's one thing we get right here in Buffalo. A lot of things. When it comes to food, we've talked about this many times. When it comes to food, we get it right here in Buffalo. I mean, we even have good places to get chicken and waffles here in Buffalo. So, great food. But when it comes to the fish fry, there are so many good places. It's difficult to be disappointed with a fish fry here in Buffalo. Now, I'm going to put a vote for my favorite place. And let me tell you, I've had good ones at multiple places. But the ones that stick out to me is McPartland's on Worley and Snyder Bar and Grill right around the corner from McPartland's on Kensington and Harlem. Those are my one and two. Where are your favorite fish fries? Where are you sending people here on Friday? I know a lot of you are thinking about it. It's 11:14. You've got a few more hours. You want to start your weekend with a good old-fashioned fish fry, some French fries, macaroni salad, a piece of bread. Those are the things that usually I'll go hand-in-hand with a fish fry. And then tell me what you gave up for the Lent season. What is that thing that you are not doing until the end of Lent season? 803-0930-*930. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls and your texts here on WBEN. Joe Beamer, it's Friday on WBEN, and we are talking three things that get people talking. Your favorite fish fry, because it is that time of year. What did you give up for Lent this year? Or in past years, what is something you gave up that you were quite proud of? And number three, what is a food in Buffalo that you can't get anywhere else? And I don't mean you can't physically get it. I mean, it's just not the same. They don't do it like we do it here. 803-0930-*930. You know, I thought with the week we had, you had Super Tuesday, you've had coronavirus nonstop. I thought for 1 hour, the final hour of Friday, let's have a little fun. Get everyone hungry for the weekend here on WBEN. And the first three calls are all from Cheektowaga, so we'll take them in order. Let's go to Dan in Cheektowaga. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Dan, what do you got for us today?
Okay, fish fry. I've had fish fry pretty much all over Western New York, and I think I'm pretty sure that my favorite would be at the Polish Villa on Union Road and Como Park Boulevard. That's the beer battered fish fry with noodles and potato salad, French fries, coleslaw, bread. Excellent. Brian, give it a shot. I'm sure you'll return.
Oh, I'm sure I will too, and I'll definitely. That's right down the street from me. I'll definitely check it out. Dan, anything else?
What I gave up, I think I'll keep to myself.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
So far as food, I don't know. I can't be an authority on that as well. So I guess that would be it.
Dan, thank you so much. We will definitely go check that out, and you have a good weekend.
And you will love it.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sure I will. Let's stay in Cheektowaga and go to Bruce. Bruce, good morning.
Hi. Joseph.
Yes.
Best for takeout fish fry? Gandy's on Cleveland and Union.
All right, Gandy's on Cleveland and Union.
That's it.
All right, I will check it out, Bruce. Thank you.
Check it out, bud.
All right, we'll do. I know exactly where that is. I'll have to, I'm making a list. Polish Villa, Gandy's on Cleveland and Union. Cleveland and Union. I'm trying to think where those two intersect. I'll have to look at a map. All right, let's stay in Cheektowaga and go to Don. Don, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? That's Union and Cleveland is where there's a big auto zone over there.
Buddy. Okay, now I know exactly where you're talking about. All right.
Yeah. Now, I'm completely allergic to fish, like violently allergic to fish, so I don't even venture out on Fridays during Lent. But I used to volunteer at St. John Canty's Church, which no longer has a fish fry, but I volunteer on Fridays and risk life and limb just because they had great pierogies over there. And now I think if you just drive down there, you're risking life and limb. But that's my experience with fish.
All right, Don. Good pierogies, though. That's another thing in that Buffalo does very good.
Yes, they do. There's like the K-Sisters, I think they're pretty good pierogies. And then there's some place on, I can't think of the name of the street. It's in like Kaisertown almost. There, a bridge goes over the thruway. There's a Value Home Center there. They have the polka show. Goes from that place.
Okay, I know where you're talking about.
Great pierogies over there.
Oh, yeah, that is one thing. Oh, Buffalo does right. Don, thank you so much for the call. Let's now go to Cattaraugus and talk to Laura. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. And we're living in the Southern Tier. We would say Goods in Collins. They have a great fish fry.
Now, what was it called in Collins?
Goods. Restaurant.
Okay.
And then the, as far as Lent, it would be the 40 bags in 40 days.
Now what's that?
You get rid of 40 bags of stuff out of your house that you no longer need and donate it to wherever you want to.
Then you have no problem filling up all 40 bags?
Not usually.
Wow. All right. See, that's one thing, Laura, with me, I have such a separation anxiety, like something that I haven't used in 5 years. All of a sudden, once I remember I have it, I don't want to let it go, even though it will be another 5 years before I use it.
It'll be tough, but it's possible.
I'm sure it is. And Laura, what's a food that only Buffalo does right?
Beef on Weck.
Definitely. Definitely. I was at a place outside of Las Vegas that was trying to do beef on Weck. Let me tell you, they called it beef on Weck. It was not beef on Weck. You can't get it like you can get it here.
That is for sure.
All right, Laura, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 3930. Some great texts coming in. One, now this place I can see from my apartment. I did not know they had fish fries. This one I'm going to walk to. I'm definitely putting this on the list. It says, Joe, Strikers, the bowling alley. Yes, a bowling alley. Trust me. Try it once and you'll be back. And $2.25 bottles of adult beverages, homemade sides, and a ton of food for the price. One thing, go early. Place is packed. That's from Paula in Alma. Paula, like I said, that's literally in the sight line of my apartment. So I will be checking that place out probably next weekend. I can't have a fish fry this Friday because of the big run tomorrow. But Strikers Bowling Alley always looks like a good time when I drive by. I will have to give it a try next weekend. 803-0930. Let's go up to Lovejoy and talk to Ed. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Ed. What do you got for us?
Well, a fish fry, a happy swallow.
All right. And where's that located?
It's on Walden going west towards Sycamore, just before the Sycamore cuts in. It's been there for decades, and it's the traditional Polish with the beets and everything. It's a beautiful place to go.
All right, sounds good. We'll check it out. What did you give up for Lent this year?
Not really nothing.
All right, and Ed, what's a food you can only get in Buffalo?
The only thing I heard a lot of, you don't get horseradish mustard in certain states, like in the West Coast and that.
That is...
Radish mustard.
That is for sure. There are people, when they come to Buffalo to visit, they will stock up on hot sauce, blue cheese, and horseradish mustard, because you can't get those things. Well, Frank's you can, but the blue cheese and the horseradish mustard, you can't get that anywhere else.
Weber's, it's got to be Weber's, too.
Got to be Weber's. You're right on that. Ed, thank you for the call. Let's go back to Cheektowaga and talk to Marty. Marty, good morning.
Oh, he just beat me to it. I was going to say Weber's mustard. That's Buffalo.
Oh, that is. Right there, that jar of Weber's mustard every time.
Yeah, and I gotta put in a name for fish fry.
Okay.
Wheat Chex over on Clinton Street.
Wheat Chex?
Wheat Chex.
And where is that located?
Near Bailey, Clinton Bailey.
All right. We will put it on the list, Marty. I am going to try as many of these as I can in the coming weeks and I will give a rating of my own. Marty, thank you for the call.
You got it.
Marty in Cheektowaga opens a line for you at 803-0930. Back to the text board. Now, this has gotten a few votes on the text board as a food you can't get anywhere else. Now, there are great bakeries in Western New York, so I don't want to take anything away from them. But there is one thing that can't be duplicated when you leave Buffalo, and that is the authentic, delicious, filling Paula's Donut. No matter where you go, you will never get a donut as good as a Paula's Donut. And let me tell you, I lack self-control when it comes to food. And the fact that Paula's Donuts is in the same plaza as my gym is a problem. And that's why I try to go to the gym later in the day, or I enter on Seneca and not Union, so I don't have to pass or see the Paula's Donuts, because that is tough to turn down. But that is definitely something you can't get outside of Buffalo as good as you can at Paula's. And every time Paula's gets mentioned, I have to say this. No one talks about it, but their bagels are delicious. Their bagels rank up there as the best bagels, in my opinion, in Western New York. Everyone talks about their donuts, which are delicious. I love their donuts, but their bagels are just as good. If you've had a long night out the night before, and you want a good breakfast bagel sandwich that's actually going to fill you up, and the sandwich is full from end of bagel to end of bagel, a Paula's breakfast sandwich, the egg, bacon, and cheese. I've had it a few times. It hits the spot. It is delicious. So next time you're at Paula's getting those delicious donuts, trust your friend Joe Beamer. Grab a bagel too. They're really, really good. 803-0930, star 930. Give me the best fish fry in Western New York. If you're giving something up for Lent, let me know. And what is a food in Buffalo that can't be duplicated anywhere else? You can't get it as good somewhere else as you can in Buffalo. Your calls, your texts when we come back. But first, to a man that won't be a bachelor much longer, Mr. Tom Puckett. Well, now, I don't think this is fair. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Beamer, the guys at the gym and the guys at the diner came to a consensus. Your claim to fame will probably be the greatest radio personality with the worst bump music ever. Thank you, Patrick from Amherst. I don't know if I want to be known as the worst bumps ever. I try to spread it out, right? So on Valentine's Day, we had love music. We had the Spice Girls, Whitney Houston, a little Michael Bolton, a little bit for everything. Today, we've dipped a little into the 90s. I think it's some good stuff. But hey, I mean, Patrick, I'll take the criticism and I'll take a look at my opening bumps, see what I can do. But I appreciate the text nonetheless. 803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, as you can tell, is open at 3930. Simple questions this morning, and I'm making a list because I am going to give this list. Katie and I are going to go to as many of these places as we can and try these fish fries over the next few weeks. So I want to know where the best fish fry in Buffalo is. If you're giving anything up for Lent, let me know what it is. And what is a food in Buffalo that you can't get as good anywhere else? 803-0930, star 930. I don't know why I keep giving the number out, because right now we have a full bank of calls. So maybe instead of listening to myself talk, we'll go listen to Mary and Kenmore talk. Mary, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My favorite fish fry is Jade's on Broadway near Borden. And they're open 5 days a week and get fish fried days a week. And my least favorite food to eat in another city is French onion dip. Eisenbrand has the best French onion dip.
You know, Mary, that is a great point. And not only can't you get it out of town, there's some stores in town, like national stores like Target, that you can't buy it in. And it's very frustrating when you have to make that second stop to pick some up.
Right, right.
Good point, Mary. Good call. And Jay's on Broadway?
J-A-D-E-S.
Jade's on Broadway. And you said they have fish fries all week?
They're closed Sunday, Monday, I believe. You could always call ahead. And they have it all day from opening right up through supper time.
Awesome. Mary, I'll check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mary in Kenmore opens a line for you at 803-0930. Let's go to the home of Randy Bushover and talk to Ray in Medina. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Does Niagara Falls, Canada count?
Of course.
Betty's. Betty's is in, you go by the Marine Land, and it's in a little town in Chippewa. And I drive all the way from Medina to go there, just like Friday night or whatever. Takes me about 40 minutes to get there.
Now, Ray, that is definitely a claim, because if you're driving from Medina there, it must be a really good fish fry.
Oh, it is the best in the world.
All right. Ray, because of that, I'm definitely checking that place out, and I'll get back to the listeners on that. Thanks for the call.
Okay, and the What was the last question?
The food you can't duplicate anywhere else.
Bocce's Pizza.
All right. We'll put that one down too, Ray. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay. Have a good one.
Ray in Medina. Yeah, you know, there's good food north of the border. We don't talk about it much because we are spoiled with the great food here in Western New York. Now, I love chicken wings. All right. I could eat chicken wings for every meal, every day of the week. I am obsessed with good chicken wings. And of course, you've got the best in town. You've got Duff's Wings. You've got Lenova Barbecue Wings. I could go on and on. I mean, there is not a bad wing here in Western New York. But up above the border on Lundy's Lane, there's a place called Mick and Angelo's. It's a very unique tasting wing. It's not like a hot, medium, mild wing you'd get in Buffalo. There's kind of a sweeter glaze on top of the spice. And the medium wings at Mick and Angelo, and the blue cheese they use is different too. It's not fair to compare it to a local wing because it's kind of a different, it's a different taste altogether, but it is delicious. And back in the day of when I was 19 and 20, and we could take a bus up to the bridge in Niagara Falls and go up and legally drink in Canada, Mick and Angelo's on Lundy's Lane was one of my go-to spots. The wings were delicious, as I just said, and it was one of those places where you could eat peanuts and throw the shells on the ground. So if you're ever above the border, looking for a cool bar with a lot of TVs and a place you can enjoy some wings, some good beer, and peanuts that you can throw on the ground, Mick and Angelo's on Lundy's Lane. Always a home run. Always a home run. So Ray in Medina said Betty's up in a little place called Chippewa above the border. They have the best fish fry. And if Ray's driving 40 minutes for that fish fry, that's one heck of a claim. And I think I'm going to have to jump over the border and try that out. 803-0930. Let's go to Lancaster and talk to Randy. Randy, good morning.
Good morning. My favorite fish fry is at the Bellevue Hotel. It's on Como Park Boulevard. And excellent, excellent fish fry. Can't say enough about it. And plenty of portion size. Very good. And you get the old German potato salad, homemade if you choose it.
All right. I love a good... We were talking during the break about potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw. I love a good potato salad.
Yep. It's German potato salad is awesome. And then my favorite food that you can't get out of town, and I used to bring tons of it when I used to live down in North Carolina, is Saline's hot dogs and almost any sausage like Wardinsky or what have you that's produced locally in the Buffalo packing houses. So that was the food that I found I could not get in the Carolinas or Florida or wherever else I would go.
Well, Randy, someone must have heard your calls, or someone must have had the same feeling in Charlotte, because at the ballpark in Charlotte where the Knights play, the AAA baseball team.
Yep.
They now serve Salem hot dogs.
There you go.
So obviously the word is getting around. Randy, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Randy in Lancaster opens a line for you at 803-0930. I am making one heck of a list here. One heck of a list. I'm glad I'm going for a run tomorrow because I think starting on Monday, I'm going to see which of these places offer their fish fries during the week. And I might have 5 straight days of fish fries to knock some of these places off the list before we head to New York next weekend. Let's go into Cheektowaga. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara in Cheektowaga, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have to tell you, you are awesome.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Your age to be doing political shows, you are awesome.
I appreciate that, Barbara. Thank you so much.
And the food you can't get anywhere else is roast beef on Kimmelweck.
You're right. You are right about that. They try to duplicate it, and guess what? They fail every time outside of Buffalo.
And the best fish fry is Good Times on Broadway near Panora.
Good Times on Broadway. That's my second place on Broadway I got to try out.
Okay, and everything there is homemade. All their salads, coleslaw, everything.
That's what makes it the best. Barbara, thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Barbara in Cheektowaga opens a line for you at 803-0930. The final stretch. When we come back, we'll clear out the phone calls here on WBEN. Yes, we are talking fish fries and buffalo food here in the final hour on the Friday show. And I'm reading a text as I'm scrolling. Village Inn on Grand Island says the fish fry is unreal. I got that one texted to me as well. Best fish fry at the Buffalo Creek Casino, also on the list. Swiss Chalet in Ontario, something you can't get anywhere else. Here's one, and let me tell you, it's worth every penny. It is not the cheapest blue cheese at the grocery store, but it's the best. Rudy's Blue Cheese. Love it. Have to always have one in the fridge. Just got that on the text board. Rudy's Blue Cheese is a home run every time. Swanee House, best fish fry. They also have a really good fried seafood platter at Swanee House. Never a bad choice to go hit up the Swanee House. I agree with that text. Food you must eat in Buffalo, chicken finger sub. That is exactly. You always kind of forget about the chicken finger sub. But yeah, that's not something you can go to Richmond, Virginia and get a good chicken finger sub. I mean, if you try to order a chicken finger sub from a national place on, say, their app, you can't pick blue cheese. You have to pick ranch. Well, that chunky blue cheese on a chicken finger sub is half of what makes a chicken finger sub so good. All right, 803-0930. Also, one of the texters says, can you put your fish fry list online so we can see it? I will put it together on a word pad this weekend, and when I come in Sunday for Hardline, I will post the list for you guys. Let's go to Tim in Buffalo. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your go-to fish fry?
Buffalo Irish Center.
The Buffalo Irish Center.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, we'll check it out. Thanks for the call. Let's go to the Falls and talk to Randy. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
Where's your go-to fish fry?
The Bakery Lounge on Niagara Street in Niagara Falls. That's the best.
Bakery Lounge on Baker Street?
On Niagara Street.
Niagara Street.
In the Falls.
All right, and Randy, what's the best food in Western New York you can't get somewhere else?
DeCamillo's Italian Bread.
Oh, good choice, Randy, good choice. Thanks for the call, man. You have a good weekend.
One other quick one is Frank's Honey Garlic Hot Sauce.
Frank's Honey Garlic Hot Sauce.
Yeah, you haven't tried that one yet.
I have not, Randy, but believe me, this weekend I'll be getting a bottle. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay, take care.
Let's go back to Cheektowaga. A lot of calls in Cheektowaga today. Let's talk to Patty. Patty, good morning.
Good morning. I would just like to tell you that the food that cannot be duplicated is Kushchiki. Yeah,
you haven't tried that one yet. Where's that?
Kushchiki. It's a dough that's rolled into a bow tie with powdered sugar on it. I've been to Tops three times this week, and they've been out of them.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully when I go to Tops after the show, they'll have it.
It's Kushiki. You won't be sorry.
All right. Patty, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Patty in Cheektowaga. Let's go to Jennifer in North Tonawanda. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Where's your go-to fish fry?
The Broadway in North Tonawanda.
The Broadway.
On Webster Street.
All right. And Jennifer, what's a food that you can't duplicate anywhere else?
Niagara Falls pizza, the pizza oven on Niagara Street.
The pizza oven. All right. We'll have to check that out. Jennifer, thanks for the call.
We open seasonally.
All right. Jennifer, thanks for the call. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
And let's go to George. George, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? I'll make it quick. You've got it for a plug for the Southern Tier. I live in Alma, but I'll make a trip to the Zuider Zee restaurant in Holland. You get fish fries all week long. But I got to tell you, the biggest draw there is a mac salad. It's got that wow factor from the first bite to the last bite. You also want to try their sponge candy. She makes homemade, and it's tops. You can't find a better one around. And for the record, she won first place at Salvatore's Italian Gardens on a bake-off for her cheesecakes, which you can't keep up with. But the fish fry is fresh haddock. You get it breaded, broiled, durbared, you name it. And it's and all the sides are available, baked potato, french fries. But I go down there at least every other week for her fish fry, but I want that mac salad. You'll die for it. You can't buy it anywhere else in Western New York, I'm sure.
All right, George, and one more time, what was the name of the place?
The Zuider Zee Restaurant. It's well known. It's a place for all the Girl Scouts. That's where they camp out there. It's a Girl Scout rendezvous place, really. It's right in the corner of Savage Road and 16, heading south, just south of East Aurora.
All right, George, we will check it out. You have a great weekend.
You too, boss. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. A lot of great fish fries to check out. The funny thing is, I had a few things in mind when I started this topic at 11, and you guys gave me places that either I hadn't heard of or didn't know they had a fish fry. So I am very excited to get going on this list. Like I said, I will put this in word form over the weekend, and I will post it to the website on Sunday when I come in for Hardline. Now, on the text board, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, Washington Square downtown, they have a good fish fry, but no flip-flops allowed. Oh, thanks for the call, or thanks for the heads up. The pizza oven, we just heard that from Jennifer. Share Kitchen on Cayuga, they have the best fish fry to go. Share Kitchen and Bar on Cayuga. Brunner's, Main and Eggert, well, hey, anything fried that they get, that they have at Brunner's is going to be good. Brunner's is a great late-night spot in Amherst, Maine and Eggert. So that person says they have a really good fish fry. Gene McCarthy's has the best fish fry and Reuben. So check that out. I love a good Reuben. This text, another Swanee House on Ohio Street. So we've got two votes for them on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. One thing, Joe, that you can't duplicate outside of Buffalo, or even really find outside of Buffalo, sponge candy. Now, you guys are going to be mad at me for saying this. Not the biggest sponge candy fan. I love candy. I love chocolate. Sponge candy, not my go-to thing. But I realize most people love it. And not only people here from Western New York, but people from out of town. As you know, for a side job, I drive people around. And let me tell you, the amount of times I pick someone up at a hotel or at the airport, and the first thing they ask me is, take me somewhere where I can get good sponge candy. So it's not just a favorite of locals, but people from out of town also appreciate the taste of sponge candy. It's just one of those things I haven't been able, I got to give it another try. That's one thing with me and food. As much as I love food, if I've tried it once and didn't like it or had a bad experience, it takes me a long time to try it again. So you know what? I am going to retry sponge candy. I'll get back to you guys because I love chocolate. So I can't imagine I wouldn't like it. if I gave it another try. Well, guys, thank you for all the calls. Thank you for all the text. Making the last hour, the whole show was fun, but making this fun topic fun for me. I hope it was fun for you. Like I said, I'm going to get going on this list. We will be posting it on the Facebook page and on WBEN.com. We'll get that list there for you. So maybe you guys can check a few new ones off your list. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you're doing. The back half of this weekend is going to be beautiful. If you're running the Shamrock Run tomorrow, I'll see you there. I'll be wearing something Virginia Tech, so don't forget it. Hey, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., make sure you listen to Tony over on WGR. And I'll be back here with Hardline with Brenda Alacy on Sunday. Rush is next here on WBEN.